Good morning. Today's Tavim of Messias Nun Dalid. We are Nun Gimel Amud Beis. We are starting towards the bottom of the Amud. Tana Rabbanan. Okay. It's a short Amud. About a third of the way from the bottom. We have been discussing Ma'aser Sheni, and despite the fact that we're not learning about Ma'aser Sheni, we're learning about Ma'os, and we're talking about the what exactly is a Kesef and what's considered a commodity, what's Peira, what's Tiva. Fourth parak above Metzia, but nevertheless, we moved our discussion over to Ma'aser Sheni, and that tangent that we took yesterday is going to continue today, and we're going to be continuing to discuss Ma'aser Sheni. And specifically, when you're poda Ma'aser Sheni, as we discussed yesterday, as we described in detail yesterday, so you have your Ma'aser Sheni, that's your second 10% that you're collecting from your produce. Your first 10% is going to go over to a levy, and that's going to be annually. In years 1 through 6 of the Shemitah cycle, year number 7, of course, is Shemitah itself, and there's not going to be any Trumas or Maisas taken off in year number 7, but in years 1 through 6, so you're going to be taking off and giving to that first 10% you give to a Levi, the second 10% that you take off, so it depends what year it is. In years 1, 2, 4, and 5, that's Maiser Sheni. In year 3 and 6, that second 10% is Maiser Ani. Okay. So Maiser Sheni, it says, we described yesterday in detail, what do I do with my Maiser Sheni? I'm poda. Well, what you could do in theory is just simply take the Ma'aser Sheni, bring it to Yerushalayim, eat it in Yerushalayim. But it's not going to be all that practical. Obviously, the Ma'aser Sheni is a perishable. Some things are going to make the journey. Some things are simply not going to make the journey over there. So what you can do is you can take your Ma'aser Sheni and be poda it onto money, which is how we got into this discussion, because it's a kesef. And v'tzarta ha-kesef b'yadecha, it cannot redeemed onto an asimon. It has to be redeemed onto an actual coin. And then what you're going to do is you're going to take the coin, bring it to your Yerushalayim, and spend with it on whatever you want. B'chol asher tava nafshecha. Good. So that's the halacha. And we know that if you're poda your own Ma'aser Sheni, so you also have to add a chomesh, which, as we'll learn momentarily, is 25%. I know chomesh usually means a fifth, which usually means 20%, but over here, 25%. So there's going to be a surcharge when I'm being redeeming my own Ma'aser Sheni of 25%. Good, so far so good. Basics ABC. This is really just the rudimentary fundamentals regarding Ma'aser Sheni and Tana Rabbanan. So over here, the Gemara is going to be quoting the following brisa regarding pidyon Ma'aser Sheni. V'im gal yigal ish mi ma'asro v'lo kol ma'asro prat la'Ma'aser Sheni she'im bo shava pruta. So over here, if your Ma'aser Sheni is not a Shavapruta, so you do not have the ability to redeem it. Now, the truth of the matter is that we spent the entirety of yesterday's daf going over, so what do I do? Meaning, in the event that I have Ma'aser Sheni that's less than a Shavapruta, what can I do with that Ma'aser Sheni? So go back to yesterday's daf and do a Chazara Shir on yesterday's daf, where the Gemara had a solution, but that goes back to yesterday. We're going to continue to today's daf. Itmar Rav Amar Kigo, Rav Amar Ein Bo. And Rav Asi Amar Ein B'chum Shal. Now, in the Braisa, it says that we have a prop. We have an exclusion. That's clear. What isn't clear is the following. Well, I'm sorry, but before we get to what isn't clear, it's also clear that the exclusion is where there's no Sheva Pruta. If your Ma'aser Sheni is not equivalent in value to that of a Pruta, so then it becomes an unredeemable entity. That also is clear. Okay, so then where is there ambiguity? Ambiguity lies in, well, which aspect of it is not a Sheva Pruta. So, Rav Ashi says, Ein Bo, meaning that the actual principal value of the Ma'aser Sheni is not equivalent to a Sheva Pruta, then it becomes an unredeemable asset. And meanwhile, Rav Ashi says, no, Ein B'chom Sho Sheva Pruta. If the Chomish is not equivalent to a Sheva Pruta, meaning that the surcharge itself is something that you have to add on. The surcharge has to be significant. How significant does the surcharge have to be? Surcharge has to be equivalent to a full pruta, which means, I'll engineer the math backwards, which means that the actual Ma'aser Sheni itself is 4 prutas, which now means that when I add a pruta, it's going to be a full pruta. So if according to Rav Asi, if my principal Ma'aser Sheni is anything less than 4 prutas, which now means that my chomish is going to be less than a single pruta, then it becomes an unredeemable asset. Okay. And Rabbi Yochanan Amrein Bov, Rabbi Shimon Malakish Amrein B'chom Shal. This machlokus amongst the Chachmei Bavel, also same machlokus in the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, in terms of We know that you, in order for you to be poda, you need to be a shava pruta. What needs to be a shava pruta? Either the keren, the principal meister sheni itself, or the chomesh. Makes for the Gemara now challenges with the following brisa meister sheni she'ein bo shava pruta. So if I have meister sheni that is not equivalent to a pruta, dayu sheyomar hu v'chamsho mechul amos rishonos. So it's sufficient. It would be enough. Where if I take it and its chomesh, and I mechalal it on money that already was used for pidyon meister sheni. Okay, now this takes us back to yesterday's daf, meaning go back to yesterday, go back to nun gimel nun beis, and we had the Rebbe Chizkia solution. Okay, but again, that goes back to yesterday. But the point is that what I could do is I could take a coin that already was redeemed. In other words, it already has Kedushas Meister Sheni, and I could just simply attach this small amount, this modicum amount of Meister Sheni to an already existing Meister Sheni coin. Okay, and again, go back to yesterday to learn more about that. So Bishlam Laman Darmein Bechumsha Haina Diktani Dayo. Alpha gav de bidideis be kevin de bechumsha leka shapir elaman damer ein bo madayo. Now the Gemara over here is caught on the language of the brisa, because in the brisa, what was the word that was used? Dayo sho yamar. It would be sufficient if he said that word. Dayo certainly rings better, sounds more like that we're describing the chomish, meaning that despite the fact, even though the chomish itself does not have a shavapruta, nevertheless, I could take the entire amount and add it to a pre-existing coin. But if you say like the opinions of, I'll go first in Bavel Rav Ami, in Eretz Yisrael like Rabbi Yochanan. So if I go like Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Yochanan, that the shavapruta is talking about the actual principle itself, the keren itself. So the word dayo doesn't really fit well. And the Gemara says kashi. The Gemara says you're right. It doesn't fit that well. Now, kasha over here just simply means that, yeah, in other words, it's problematic, but okay, right. We're not going to have every answer to every problem, but it is not, the problem does not upset their positions. It just simply becomes problematic to those positions. Okay, we are going to now, this is a launching pad, and for the remainder of today's daf, I know we didn't even start it yet, meaning we're just on the very bottom, but for the remainder of today's daf, all we're going to be discussing and describing is chomesh. So again, so question number one, let's start off nice and easy by Elohu. Chumshim alagav, chumshim alabar. When figuring out chomesh, meaning the Torah says that you're poda, you're maaser sheni, and you must add chomesh. So question number one of today is that how do we figure chomesh? Chomesh is a fifth. So is that internal, external? Okay, this is something that we discuss all the time throughout Shas when discussing fractions. Here it is, our daf today, Baba Metzia daf Nun Gimel, going into Nun Dalet, 53-54. Okay, I guess the way we're all going to remember it is that it's in the fives. Okay, if that helps. But anyway, right here in the midpoint of Baba Metzia, we're asking a really basic question of how to figure fractions. So, Amar Avina Tashma. So the Gemara says, I know the answer based on a Mishnah Irchin. And that is Balam Omer Basrim V'chol Adam Basrim Balam Kod Mim Meshem Osifim Chomesh. Okay, so over here what we're doing is that we are auctioning off property that belongs to Hakdeshan. Now there's a bidding war between the owner who wants to redeem his own property and a third party who wants to redeem the property. And as far as the Gizbar is concerned, who's going to get it? Whoever is the higher bidder. In other words, again, the whole reason why a person is Makdish's property and belongs now to the Beis HaMikdash is so that it can be a revenue source for the Beis HaMikdash. So as far as the Beis HaMikdash is concerned, so they want to capitalize. So whoever now is going to be making the better offer, the higher offer, is going to be the one who's going to be eligible to redeem it. So over here in this bidding war, so the owner says, I want to redeem it for 20, and another person says, I want to redeem it for 20. Well, that's easy. You award it to the owner. Why? Because his 20 is not 20. His 20 is going to be 20 plus chomesh. Okay, good. Now, it could be chomesh at this point. At this juncture of the Gemara, chomesh could either be an additional 4 or an additional 5. Now, spoiler alert, it's going to be an additional 5. Okay. So, sorry for spoiling the discussion, but it happens to be that we know that chomesh is going to be externally based fraction. So, it's really even though Chumash is translated as a fifth, but it's really going to come out to 25%, which in this particular case, it's going to come out to an extra five. But anyway, so Amar Echad, Harei Alai Be'asim Ve'echad. So Habalim knows the Mesim V'sheish. Okay, now, the owner put in a bid of 20, and another person put in a bid of 21. Owner is going to be paying 26. Now, I know that seems a little bit unfair, but sorry for being cliche so early in the morning. Life is unfair. Okay, why is it unfair? Because with the owner put in a bid of 20, and that means 20 means 25, so, and somebody put in a bid of 21, so just give it to the owner now, who's going to be paying 25. But the Mishnah Erechin, when we did Erechin, we did this in more detail. The Mishnah Erechin is bothered by the fact that you don't want the owner's principal bid to be less than somebody else's. So in other words, that one seller overage of the other bidder is going to be tacked on to the owner. And that's why the owner, even though he put in a bid of 20, and 20 means 25, but what you're also going to take is that extra one from the other bidder, and you're going to tack that to him as well, and that's how it comes out to 26. If I said that clearly, great, and if not, I apologize. Ezra Mushnaim Abalam Nos Nem Ezra Visheva. Ezra Mishalosh Abalam Nos Nem Ezra Vishmona. Ezra Marba Abalam Nos Nem Ezra Vitesha. Ezra Mechamish Abalam Nos Nem Shloshem. Okay, and all we're going to do now is we're going to just keep doing that again, where the owner put a bid of 20, and somebody else put a bid of 22, 23, 24, 25, In all of those circumstances, because now the other bidder is not exceed that of the owner, so the owner is awarded the property and is awarded the ability to be poda. The only thing is that again, what you're going to tack on is the extra amount of the principal bids. So he exceeded you by two, two is added to you. He exceeds you by three, three is added to you, et cetera, et cetera. All the way up to the point where you bid 20 and another person bid 25, your bid is going to win because, again, your 20 is equal to 25. So now the two bids are equal. Well, if everything's equal, give it to the owner. That makes sense. And so but now what you're also going to do is you're going to tack on another five because, again, his principal went five above yours. So that five extra now is going to be added to yours. So you're going to be paying 30. Good. Anyway, what comes out from all this? Lafisha Ain. Mosifin Chamash al Ilui Sholzeb. Okay. Anyway, that's just the Mishnah Erechin pointing out what I just pointed out. Anyway, Shmamina Chumshim Labar Shmamina. Okay, it's so clear. Meaning that over there in that Mishnah Erechin, as we're actually crunching numbers, so it's clear in that Mishnah over there that when factoring Chomesh is not an internal fraction, it's an external fraction. Okay, and again, if you're not familiar with my terminology of internal versus external fraction, okay, just to simply highlight right here, in this case over here, we're not going to give another example. We'll stick with this example. Meaning, when the Torah says chomesh, chomesh means a fifth. If, let's say, we were to do an internal fraction, that we would do a fifth of 20. What's a fifth of 24? So then, and that would be 24. But clearly, that's not how the Mishnah is operating. The Mishnah is talking about a fifth being five. Well, how did you do that? In other words, what you do is you take 20, you add on the increase, and then you take a fifth of that. That's the external fraction. So in other words, what's a fifth of 25? A fifth of 25 is 5. That's the chomesh that the Torah was describing. It's an external-based fraction, not an internal-based fraction. Anyway, the secret sauce in figuring out how to get to the external-based fraction, it's my secret, which I've been giving away for years, so it's not much of a secret. And that is that if you want to figure out how to do a fifth externally, all you do is you take the denominator and take one off the denominator, meaning on the number 20. So how do I figure external fifth? So what you do is you take a quarter of 20. What's a quarter of 25? Add 5 to 20. What do you get? 25. Good. What's a fifth of 25? 5. Beautiful. So and whatever the fraction is, you could do that across the board. It happens right now that we're doing chumash. So all you need to know is that you want to know what an external fifth is. Do an internal fourth. Okay, great. Hopefully that was helpful. Kids and I, the Gemara points out to Machlokas Tanayim, and that is V'yasiv Chamishis Olav Shehu V'Chomsho Chamisha Div Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yonas Anomer Chamishis Ol Chumshin Shol Karen. So we have a Machlokas Tanayim, whether or not the Chomish that is calculated is going to be Milagavar Milabar, or let me go in the order presented in the Braisa, Milabar, Milagav, meaning that according to the Shita of Rabbi Yoshia, it's Milabar, like we just concluded, but according to Rabbi Yonasan, it's Milagav, it's internal. So the truth of the matter is, as much as the Gemara has arrived at a very clear conclusion, that when factoring Chomesh of the Torah, it's external, not internal, the Gemara says, notably, it's a Machlokas Tanai. Okay. But the halacha is very clear. When figuring out Chomesh, it's Milabar Milagav. And before we continue in the Gemara, we are done with question number one of today on Chomesh. We're going to be asking approximately half dozen questions today, so that's one of a number of them. Just as a quick reminder, right? This is the perek that deals with the Isser of Ona'a, right? We're right now currently in a tangent. We're in a two-day tangent here in Daf Yomi, right? Bamitzia Dapim Nun Gimel and today's Daf Nandala are tangent talking about Meister Sheni. And right now we're talking about the Chumash. But just as a reminder, a healthy reminder, and that is that we discuss the Isser of Ona'a. Ona'a also is a fraction. And when it comes to the fraction of Ona'a, what do we say? We said that Ona'a is a six, that's internal, right? As much as when doing fractions of Chomesh, of Pidgin, Meister Sheni, the halacha is it's external, it's Milabar, but when talking about Ona'a, when we're talking about a six, it's Milagav, okay? And this is not an original observation. Rishonim already made this observation. Okay, anyway, but we continue. Ibailu, Chomesh Makev, Oina Makev. And now, more very basic questions when it comes to Chumash. Meaning, again, I know the Torah tells me that there's a surcharge that's added. When I'm podem, my own Meister Sheni, I have to add a fifth. And again, a fifth means 25%. We just concluded. Now, is it li'ikuva? Okay, so the Torah says I have to add a surcharge. I don't want to add a surcharge. Okay, right? We all have the Yetzirah, right? And especially when it comes to money. So, right? In other words, it's tempting. It's absolutely tempting. So I don't want to add a surcharge. Okay, so I don't add a surcharge. Okay, it's not the right thing to do, obviously. So but in other words, is it ma'akev? In other words, did the pidyon occur, yes or no? Simple question. So the Gemara goes on to explain. Arba ba'arba parik v'achnaf she mosif chamesh. Ama chamesh lo ma'akev. Odoma arba b'chamisha parik v'chamesh ma'akev. Gemara has a really interesting way of phrasing this question, of formulating the question. And that is that, look, the Torah says like this, that I have to redeem my Meister Sheni, meaning my Meister Sheni has Kedusha, I can't eat it outside of Yerushalayim, and so I have to redeem it. Good, so that's what the Torah allows me to do. Is it the pshat that the Torah says, look, you have four, whatever, Salayim, I'm just using any unit of currency, it doesn't matter. I have four Salayim of Meister Sheni. Is it the pshat that the Torah simply says, take four slime and redeem it, and add a surcharge? But it's really in terms of what's redeeming, four is redeeming four. That's one possibility. Alternatively, the other possibility is no. In other words, you can't redeem it with anything less than five. Five is for redemption. It's not four is redeeming four, and then I'm just simply adding a surcharge. No. Maybe it's five that's redeeming four. Maybe that's the way the Torah is constructing the redemption of Meister Sheni. Beautiful. So Amar Ravina Tashma, so the Gemara says, well, I think I know the answer, and that is Demai. So Demai lo chomesh vein lo bir. Okay, so when it comes to the halachas of Demai, I'm purchasing produce from an Am Haaretz. Most of the Amei Haaretz are taking off Jumas and Meisters. However, some don't. And generally speaking, when we build halacha, we built it on Rov, and majority is going to dictate. And that would mean under normal circumstances that there is no need now to take off Trumas and Maisos. However, as a Chumra Midrabanan, I have to be a Mafi, Trumas and Maisos. Okay. We an entire Masechta dedicated to this topic, it's called Demai. So produce purchased from an Amaretz is Demai. And so therefore, as a Chumra, I take off Trumas and Maisos. Now, with that stated, so now, do I also have to take off Chumash? Do I have to add Chumash? Meaning now, I purchased produce from Amaretz, I'm taking off Truma, and Meiser Rishon, and Meiser Sheni. And now I'm being put on Meiser Sheni. All this is a Chumrah. So now, on the Chumrah, do I have to do other Chumrah, so to say? The Chumash, it's not so much a Chumrah, but in other words, but it's an extra. So is it required? So the Mishnah Demai could not be clearer. Could not. Ain lo Chumash, ain lo Bir. No, You don't have to add chamish. When you're being poed to your Maaser Sheni of Demai, you don't have to add a chamish. So how Karen Yeshla my time. So Karen Demake Bidaraisa Isa Bidarabanan. Chamish lo Make Bidaraisa Leisa Bidarabanan. Okay. So in other words, and there really is, the Gemara only presents one Svara. Meaning the idea that I have to do this now is a din derabanan. So when were the chachamim being machmir on the principle? Because the principle is holding back it's li'ikuva, but the chamish is not li'ikuva. It doesn't hold back the pigeon. And so therefore the chachamim didn't require me to do the chamish. Okay. So on the question of whether chamish is ma'akev pigeon, it sounds very clearly, chamish is not ma'akev pigeon. Lema kitanai. The Gemara now is proposing, I think it's a machlokas tanaim. How do I know that? Because the pasuk, I'm sorry, the b'raisa says pasuk. The b'raisa says, v'nasan es hakeren v'lo nasan es hachamish, Rabbi Elazar amar yochal, Rabbi Yeshua amar lo yochal. Okay, so I was poed to my maaser sheni, but Karen, only principle, I didn't add chamish. Can I eat it now? Yes or no? There's an iser in the Torah of eating maaser sheni outside of Yerushalayim. I redeemed it, so I can eat it, right? Yeah, but you didn't add the chomish. So over here, it's a machlokis tanayim. So, and I'm a Rebbe. Now, before we do the analysis, Rebbe says, I'm going to strike a compromise. I'm a Rebbe near Divrei Rebbe Eliezer b'Shabbos. And v'Divrei Rebbe Yoshua b'Chol. A distinction to be made between Shabbos and the weekday. Shabbos, so there's a mitzvah onek. So Shabbos, so the chachamim are going to be more mekel. But during the week, the chachamim are going to be more machmir. And the pigeon is not going to be until you add a chomesh. So mid the Amar now, just look at Rebbe who is now splitting the difference between the two. Meaning he's striking a compromise, which means that the principles themselves are at odds with one another fundamentally. So mid the Amar near and Divrei Rebbe Elazar b'Shabbos mechlal de pligi afilu b'chol. Umid the Amar near and Divrei Rebbe Yoshua b'chol mechlal de pligi afilu b'Shabbos. Okay, good. So they're having a fundamental debate. What if I don't add chomish on the pigeon? My laba svar kemiflegi. The Rebbe Elazar savar chomish l'ma'akev. Rabbi Yeshua savar chomish ma'akev. Now on this fundamental debate, so what seems to be here, the basis of their machlokis is whether chomish is or isn't ma'akev. So straightforward. Amar papalom kulei amar chomish l'ma'akev. So the Gemara says no, maybe not. Maybe chomish really is not ma'akev. V'hachav chayshin l'pshiyusa kemiflegi mar savar chayshin l'pshiyusa. Over here, maybe not. Maybe the chomish is not ma'akev. And over here, even though I didn't take off chomish, and I don't, now I'm going to use the word, I don't need to take off chomish. Of course you do. You need to take off chomish. It's a mitzvah in the Torah. But in other words, it's not going to hold back the pigeon. But obviously, I'm on the hook. Meaning, so I took off the Karen, I didn't take off the Chomesh, so I am now, I'm delinquent on the Chomesh, even though pigeon has occurred. And now, the question becomes the following. Are we worried that if we allow you to eat at this point in time, you're never going to take off Chomesh? That's the Nekud HaMachlokis between the Tanaim. Are we worried about the person being a posher or not? I'm Rav Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan says like this. Even though we said that when it comes to Maaser Sheni, we're worried about whether the person is a poshea, not a poshea. It's a machlokas tanayim. Rabbi struck a compromise between the positions regarding Shabbos versus a week. Okay. Et cetera. Right? All of the above. Rabbi Yochanan is just simply adding, when it comes to being poda your hektesh, we're not worried. Why? What are we worried about? Delinquency over here? And pshia? And negligence? Don't worry when it comes to hektesh. Why? Because you have trustees. Meaning, you have the gizbarim. And what happens now is that the gizbarim are there to collect on behalf of the Beis HaMikdash. Right? If you don't add a chomesh, even though we'll say that it is niftah, it's redeemed, don't worry about the chomesh. The gizbar is going to come and collect. Right? Rabbi Yochanan says, don't worry, the gizbarim are going to knock on your door. Now the Gemara says, really, we're not worried about Tanya. What about the Braisa? Nothing. That's the Karen below nothing. Es ha chomesh. Rabbi Lozar mechila v'chacham remlo chilo. I'm Rebbe Nirin Divrei Rebbe Elazar Behekdesh and Divrei Chachamim Bemeiser. So over here, once again, Machlokas about not being Poda Chomesh. Rebbe, now striking a compromise. I know it sounds very similar to what we did just minutes earlier, but over here, listen carefully to the compromise of Rebbe. When it comes to Hekdesh, don't worry. When it comes to Meiser Sheni, now you worry. So that's the compromise of Rebbe. Now, once again, what do we know from Rebbe's compromise? Mid Amar Nirin Divrei Rebbe Elazar Behekdesh Mechal De Palag Afilu BeMeiser, and mid the Amar Nirin Divrei Chachamim BeMeiser Mechal Dinu Pligi Afilu BeHekdesh. So we know now that because Rebbe's compromising, that means that if I ask Rebbe Elazar and the Chachamim, what are the two of you arguing about? They'll tell you that we're having a fundamental debate. Now, a fundamental debate both on Hekdesh and on Meister Sheni. So, Ela I Itmar Hachi Itmar Amar of Yochanan Hakomo Din B'Shabes B'Hekdesh Echilo. So, if let's say I am now using it for Shabbos, so according to Rabbi Yochanan Hakomo Din, everyone would be in agreement that if a person was poda hektesh for the purposes of Shabbos. Now, I'm being very careful, by the way. I'm saying for the purposes of Shabbos. You'll notice I'm not saying he's being poda on Shabbos. Right? Being poda on Shabbos is an Isser. Probably an Isser derabban and not an Isser deraisa. But anyway, but he's doing it for Shabbos. So, chada diksiva karas la Shabbos oneg. Number one, why is it that we're going to be mekel? Meaning you didn't add the chumash. You should have, of course, but you didn't. Yeah, but number one on Shabbos, there's a mitzvah to enjoy Shabbos. That's Oneg Shabbos, right? So there's a mitzvah to eat on Shabbos. More accurately, is a mitzvah to enjoy Shabbos. Fine. So, but the point is that because of that, so the Chacham or Mekel, if you didn't take off Chumash. V'od ho v'gizbarim tov me'osu b'shuk. And on top of that also, when it comes to Hekdesh, so you have the Gizbarim, who are going to make sure that even though right now, currently, you are behind in payment, you didn't add a chomish, but the Gizbarim are going to come and knock on your door. Okay. Okay. Adkan, that takes us to the end of the questions of whether or not chomish is ma'akev. From the Gemara's conclusion, it sounds pretty clear that chomish is not ma'akev. Nevertheless, obviously, there's a mitzvah that when you are poda your own Meister Sheni, when you're poda your own Hekdesh, you have to add chomish. Is it ma'akev? The answer is no. Are you allowed to eat it before you took off your chomesh? So it's a machlokis tanayim, but the factors over here involved in this machlokis is whether or not you're going to be a posheya. And Rav Yochanan says is that at least on Shabbos, and when it comes to Hekdesh, so there are two reasons why it is that you're not going to be a posheya. Number one, or why the chachamim are going to be mekel. Number one, there's a mitzvah to enjoy Shabbos. And number two, the gizbarim are going to make sure that you pay that chomesh. Okay, Amar Rami Bar Chama, Hare Amru Hekdesh and Mischal Al Karka. The Rachman Amar Benasan Akesav Kamlo Chomsho Ma'ishi Mischal Al Hakarka. Here we go with our third question this morning regarding Chomesh, and that is that can I redeem my Chomesh onto Karka? Now, when it comes to Meister Sheni and Hekdesh in general, I cannot be Mischal on property. Okay, it's a rule. I can only be mischalal on metaltalin, only on movable items. Or it could be coins, but it doesn't have to be a coin. But it does have to be something that you can move, that you can pick up and move. So, and you can't be mischalal on karka. Okay, basic rule. Okay, what about chomesh? Meaning, is chomesh also going to be subscribing to the same rules? Alternatively, no. Chomesh maybe is different. And maybe for Chomesh, there's an allowance to go ahead and to be poda on Karka. So, the Truma, in a Mishalem, is Elam and Achulin. Rechman Amar B'Nasan L'Kohen, Ez HaKodesh. Davar Arelios Kodesh. Chum Shomai Shishalem Shalom and Achulin. So the, okay. And now, let's say I ate Truma B'Shogeg. Okay, so me, meaning a non-Kohen, so I have no business eating truma. Not only do I not have business eating truma, it's an isser in the Torah for me to eat truma. Moreover, if I eat truma, I'm not a Kohen. If I eat truma, the chiyuv is a misa bidei shamayim. It's very significant. Okay. So I'm not allowed to eat truma. Now, what if I did? Okay, so if I did a b'mezid, so that's That's serious stuff. What if I did it b'shogeg? Okay, so obviously, I at the time I wasn't aware. Maybe I knew previously, but I forgot. Whatever. At the time when I ate it, I wasn't aware that it was truma. So the halacha is that if you eat truma b'shogeg, not only do I have to make a reimbursement to the kohen, I also have to add a chomesh. Okay, 2 points over here. Number one, on the reimbursement that I make to the kohen, so what do I have to reimburse him with? Not money, but food. Food that has already been corrected, meaning food that is mesukan, and now you give it to the kohen, and it will then, and then elevate that to the status of it being truma. Okay, so that's the halacha regarding reimbursement of truma that was eaten b'shogeg. And now the question becomes the following. That's the halacha when it comes to truma. Rashi over here cites the psukim. Anyway, that's the halacha. So the Vanessa and Lacon asked HaKodesh. It's funny, I say Rashi. It's really the Gemara. So you're going to be giving the Kodesh over to the Kohen. Davar HaRoylios Kodesh. Something that can become truma, i.e. food. So you're going to give him a food in order to make reimbursement. What about the Chomish payment that you're giving to the Kohen? Does it have to be food, or can it just simply be something of value? 25% of the truma that I ate. But it doesn't have to be food. Okay, it's the same question asked two different ways. And that is that when it comes to redemption of the chomesh, when it comes to payment of the chomesh, so can I use an instrument that I can't use for the keren? Again, it's the same conceptual question, just being reframed and rephrased. That chomesh, does it have the same identity as the keren, or does it have a totally different entity? Is it a whole new line item in our books? Okay, so meiser. And before we even answer, what are we going to do? Yeah, we're going to tack on a third related question. So I know that Meister Sheni cannot be redeemed onto a non-minted coin. What about the Chomesh? Can the Chomesh be redeemed onto a non-minted coin? So good. So all different questions regarding Chomesh. Is it now become part and parcel of the principal, or does it really remain a separate line item and really have an independent nature of that of the Keren? So it's Galgamoso Matla Kamid Rav Amar Luhu Amakra Alav LaRabos Chomsha Kamoso. Okay, so the matter rolled around until it got to Rava, and Rava finally said, no, it is part and parcel. The Torah says the Vyosef Chamishu So. Alav, on it. So in other words, you take the chomesh, you attach it to the keren, it now becomes an attachment, an addendum to the keren. Okay. Am Ravina Afanamitanina. So Ravina says, you know, perfect agreement based on a Mishnah in Truma. Hagon if Truma, Loach Lemisham Teshlam Kefel, Deme Truma. Okay, so let's say what you do is you steal Truma. Okay, and that's obviously not good. Mm-hmm. And you get caught with the truma that you stole. So now what you have to do is that you have to not only return the truma, obviously, but because you got caught with stolen truma, you also have to pay kefal. Now the kefal over here is really interesting. Rashi spends a lot of time with this over here in our daf. But the kefal of truma that you stole, so that's going to be a little bit tricky, because what's kefal? Kefal is 2x. Okay. So over here, when it comes to truma, what's your x? Your X is its fair market value. Let me ask you a question. What is truma's fair market value? You go into the market with your truma and you try selling it. Okay, what are you going to be fetching in terms of a price for it? Not a lot of money. In other words, you know Kohanim get that truma for free? You know that anybody else out there who's not a Kohen is not allowed to eat the truma? Boy, oh boy, you're going to really have to undervalue its... Well, not undervalue. Wrong terminology. But in other words, you're only going to be able to sell it at a fraction of its original value, right? Only Kohanim can buy it, and they're going to get it for free. And oh, by the way, let's just tack on a couple more points. Everything I'm saying is coming out of Rashi. And by the way, the Kohanim can only eat it when they're in a state of tahara, not when they're in a state of tumah. Okay, so it's really limited in terms of its usage. So it's going to be only sold at the market at a really, really low rate. So when trying to figure out now what is 2x for kefal, so admittedly, the 2x is not going to be a big hit to the ganav because the x is its fair market value and its fair market value is going to be low. So its 2x is what the Mishnah in Truma simply calls Demei Truma. Good. Now, not an option. Achla Misham Shnei Kornayim V'Chomesh. So, now what if you go ahead and you eat it? So if you eat it, so now you have to pay Karen two times over. Okay, you have to pay Karen two times over. So the number one, you're a ganav, and number two, you ate it b'shogeg. So for that, you have to pay Karen. So Misham Shnei Kranim V'Chomesh. So Karen V'Chomesh Menachulin and Karen Demei Truma. Okay, so Karen and Chomesh is going to be from Chulin, and the second Karen is going to be the Demei Truma, what we just got done discussing and describing. So Shema Mina, Chumshu Kamosu, Shema Mina. Okay, so from this Mishnah, we just learned together. Okay. Yeah. Okay, fine. So the from this Mishnah, what we just learned together, that the Chumash is going to take on the same characteristics of the actual, the Chumash is going to take on the same characteristics as the Keren, as the principal value. Good. All right, we're on the top of the Amud Beis, Nandal Amud Beis. Couple more questions for today. Amar Rava, Gabe Gezel, Ksiv Chamish, Yiso Yosef Alav. So Utanan, V'nasan, Loes HaKeren. V'nishmal al chomesh arizeh mosif chomesh al chomesh achit ma'eta karen pachos mishave pruta. Okay, so this is a Mishnah we learned about Bakama, so, and it really wasn't that long ago. We're halfway through Bava Metzia. I don't know how that happened too quickly, but here we are now in the middle of Bava Metzia, but back in Bava Kama at the end. So we learned the halacha of what happens when I steal an item and you were accused of having stolen the item, you're a kofer, you deny it, you made a shvua on the item in which you stole, now swearing that you didn't steal it, and then you're a moda. So now under those circumstances, this is what's called a kfira bipikadon, or in this case, a kfira bigzela. And the halacha is that obviously in addition to, now when you finally come clean and admit that you stole it, you now have to pay the principal value. On top of that, you also have to add chomesh. And on top of that, you also have to bring a carbon asham. Good. And let's say now on the chomesh, whatever, you just simply, old habits are hard to break. When we did Baba Kama, I explained it the same exact way. So old habits are hard to break. And then on the chomesh, meaning you did everything, but you haven't paid the chomesh yet. And then look, you lapse into your bad habit. What chomesh? I don't know you a chomesh. And you deny the chomesh. And now you deny the chomesh. And now the halach is that we're going to go and do this all over again. And you're going to have to pay now the chomesh, a chomesh on the chomesh, v'chule v'chule. And that will continue until you get to less than a pruta. That's the Mishnah Baba Kama. And l'gabi chumak siv ishki ochal kosh bishka gavi yosei chamish yeso alav. And Tanan, and here we go now with another Mishnah in Trumas, which is Ocha Truma Bishogim Mishalom Keren V'Chomesh Echad Ocha V'Echad Ashos V'Echad Asach Echad Truma Torah V'Echad Truma Temeya Mishalom Chomsha Chomsha D'Chomsha. So V'Ilu, okay, fine. And again, Chomsha D'Chomsha, meaning the derivative can create another derivative. So when it comes to a kofer bipikadon, a derivative can create another derivative. And when it comes to achila truma bishogeg, a derivative can create another derivative. And so now, what about meiser sheni? Vilagabe meiser lo michtav ksiv lo misnatana v'lo ibaye ibayelan. So over here, when it comes to meiser sheni, can a derivative create a derivative? The Gemara says no. Now, lagabe hektish ksiv ime amaktish yigalas beisov yasav chamishoso kesav erkecha. Utanan apodes hektesho mosiv chomesh. Chum shetan chum shetan chum shalot tanan mai. Okay, so now by Hekdesh. So is the Chomish going to be able to create another derivative? Yes or no? So Gabi, Truma, Ksiv, V'yasav, L'gabi, Kodesh, Nami, Haksiv, V'yasav. So over here, what is this idea that a derivative can create a derivative? Is it a function of the fact that we have the word V'yasav, and that Vav over there maybe is critical? That Vav is telling me that that derivative can create an additional derivative. That's one possibility. Old Dilma, Gabi Truma, Ksiv, V'yasav. Maybe what we'll do is that we'll take the Vav and we'll cut and paste the Vav and we'll move it over from the word V'yasaf and we'll add it to the word Chamishiso. So maybe that's what's going on over here. Rashi spends a lot of time going over this idea of cut and paste, of taking a vav, moving it from one word, transferring over to another word. This is in the world of drushes. This is what's called mosiv v'goreya. Okay, spend time with Rashi after the daf, after I finish going over this idea. So v'tepikle davale hektesh sheni v'amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi hektesh rishon mosiv chomesh. Chamesh hektesh sheni ein mosiv chamesh. So the Gemara says. So I don't understand. Meaning we're having a discussion in terms of whether or not a derivative can create a derivative. I understand the derivative itself should be filed under the category of hektesh sheni, and we know that hektesh sheni ein mosiv chamesh. I don't add a chamesh onto derivatives, as we're going to see in just we'll see in the beginning of tomorrow's shir. So I'm a papa Ravina. So the Gemara says, yeah, but you're pushing back because you think Chomish is a derivative. I'm telling you that Chomish is not a derivative. Meaning that was basically the theme of today's daf. Chomish. How does Halacha view Chomish? Is Chomish viewed as just simply now a second category? In other words, it's a separate line item in the books or no? Chomish is basically now part and parcel of the original Kedusha. So you're pushing back on me because you're looking at Chumash as a derivative. I'm telling you, no, Chumash is not a derivative. So I'm a Lira Papa Ravina, Achyam Rava, Chumash Ketchilas Hektesh Dami. Okay. And I'm telling you that Chumash is Ketchilas Hektesh. It's the primary Kedusha. So my Havi Allah, I'm a Rav Tavyumi, Mishmet Dabai, I'm a Krav, Yasuf Chamish Yiso, Kesef Erkecha, Makish Chumsho, Le Kesef Erko, Ma Kesef Erko, Mosef Chumash, Al Kesef Chumsho Nami, Mosef Chumash. So, in other words, so let's say you're going to be poda your chomesh, so you're going to be adding a chomesh on top of the chomesh, meaning that in the event that your chomesh now, you want to redeem your chomesh, so what you're going to do is that you're going to add a chomesh on top of that as well. The chomesh is, in fact, considered a primary kedusha, part and parcel now of the original, and therefore, if in the event that you want to redeem it, you're going to be adding a chomesh on top of that as well. Okay, good. Okay, Adkan, that takes us to the end of today's daf. Let's quickly recap. Yeah, so let's quickly recap. Numerous questions that we had regarding Chumash, going all the way to the beginning of Shir today. Question number one. I want to go in the order of the Gemara. Question number one. So when we say that the Maaser Sheni. In order for it to be a redeemable asset, it has to have a Sheva Pruta. The it is referring to its principal value or its Chomish value. That's a machlokus between Chachmei Bavel and Chachmei Eretz Yisrael as well. Question number two in today's daf. When factoring a Chomish as a Milagavra Milabar, internal external fraction, the Gemara over there, conclusion, very clear. And that is, it's an external fraction. So when we say a fifth, we really mean 25%. I showed you earlier this morning how to do that math. Okay, and although, admittedly, it's a machlokas tanaim, but the conclusion is milabar. Next question, chomish, is it ma'akev or is it not going to be ma'akev? The lengthy discussion taking place on Nundal and Madalif, the Gemara's conclusion seems to be, it's not ma'akev. It's not going to hold back. Despite the fact that we are concerned, rabbinically concerned about negligence and pshia, but may ikar adin, according to the strict letter of the law, it's not going to be ma'akev. Next question of the Gemara, and that is that Chomesh is that take on all the rules of the principle, the rules of you can't be mechal on karka, the rule of when it comes to truma that was eaten by a zar bishogeg, can you pay back with non-food items? The question of Meister Sheni, can it be, when you're redeeming the chomesh, can you do so on a non-minted coin? So does the chomesh take on all the rules and regulations of the principle as well? And that took us over to the Amud Beis. And finally, on the Amud Beis, can a derivative produce a derivative? So we asked that question regarding Gzela, Truma. We didn't ask the question regarding Meister Sheni. Meister Sheni, a derivative, cannot create a derivative. And finally, by Truma, and when I eat Truma B'Shogeg and I'm now paying back a Chomish, can that derivative create a derivative?